I thought an appropriate song for Giving Tuesday. Little drummer boy who did not have a gift to bring, but he brought something anyway. If you have something to give, today's the day that maybe you want to take part in Giving Tuesday. And to talk about that is Ryan Aroney with the United Way of Greater Lorain County. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So there's a lot of activities going on around Giving Tuesday, not specifically even United Way. This is kind of a global effort. After all of the Black Friday, Cyber Mondays, you know, Small Business Saturday, they've been giving Tuesday a chance for people to kind of give something back to an organization that they feel is worthwhile. Talk about how United Way is kind of taking advantage, using this and the opportunities that people have.
Sure. So just like you said, it's a global movement, and really just to encourage people to give back during the holiday season, and for whatever that means for you. It could be volunteering. It could be some sort of community service. It could be making a donation. And for us, what we're doing this year to get involved in Giving Tuesday are a couple of different things. First, we're raising money to support the Lorain County Volunteer Connection, which is the great partnership that we have with Hands On Northeast Ohio. That has really boosted up our volunteer efforts in Lorain County to get more people involved and empower those people in the change in the community, and also to help the agencies in Lorain County have more capacity and be able to get more things done. So today on Giving Tuesday, if you make a gift to us, United Way of Greater Lorain County, or Hands On Northeast Ohio, those donations are going directly to support Lorain County Volunteer Connection. And thanks to our friends at Macy's and also another anonymous donor, we have $2,500 to be used as a match. So the first $2,500 that we raise today will be doubled to go towards Lorain County Volunteer Connection, which is a really exciting thing for us.
Well, you can't beat that, kind of just doubling your money by just simply having people donate for that.
Exactly. And we always say no gift is too small to make a difference. And that's entirely true. If, you know, $5 or $10 is what you're able to give, that's appreciated and will go a long way. And today it gets doubled. So you give five and it's really going to be 10.
You've also taken advantage of the social media trends that people have. Talk about some of the things you're planning for that.
Yeah, today we're doing what are called unselfies. So, you know, in the spirit of giving back, instead of taking the selfie, we're asking people to take an unselfie, which is a picture of you, whether it's a selfie or a conventional photo, holding a piece of paper that has your handwritten statement on it on why you give back or why you think it's important to give back to the community. And then we're asking people to post those on social media and tag our pages. We're at UW Lorain County. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And really just kind of spread this virally around social media to get more people, bringing awareness to Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving back, and to really spread that holiday cheer of why it's important to support our community.
It's interesting how the social media kind of is sort of what United Way talks about, living united, kind of people coming together. And this is the way they're also connected, passing on that information. So during the day with the special hashtag as well, that'll keep popping up. And kind of just as a friendly reminder, a tap on the shoulder, hey, it's Giving Tuesday. Think about some things that you can, you know, what organization that you feel strongly about. And of course, you're hoping people help out with United Way. Talk more about the Hands On Northeast Ohio. That is sort of like the larger group. They do a lot, and they also have the volunteer connection here in Lorain County.
Correct. So Hands On Northeast Ohio is based in Cleveland. And prior to our partnership forming a little over 2 years ago, they're doing a great job, very well respected in Cleveland, and they have a calendar of ongoing managed volunteer projects. So if you're a person who's interested in volunteering, but you're not quite sure where you want to go, and you're not quite sure, you know, who to contact or what to do once you get there, you go through Hands On Northeast Ohio, and they have a trained volunteer who helps you through that process. You sign up for the projects very easily and accessible. Once you get there, there's a volunteer leader to help you through the process to train you on what that project looks like. So you get to very easily test out a lot of different projects in a lot of different areas. Well, for us, volunteering for United Way is a key part of what we do. And unfortunately, we didn't have a lot of capacity around that area here in Lorain County, and there wasn't another volunteer agency located here in Lorain County. So by partnering with Hands On Northeast Ohio, we were able to form this partnership, which is the Lorain County Volunteer Connection. And so it's Hands on Northeast Ohio and United Way of Greater Lorain County Initiative. And together, the Lorain County Volunteer Connection is here in Lorain County, which is doing that exact same thing. It's having a calendar of accessible ongoing projects. It's volunteer led. It's very easy and accessible to sign up. And what I love about it, and I volunteer often through this calendar, is you just get to try a lot of things out. And so, you know, I like to get involved on the weekends with my family, and maybe I'm not quite sure what they want to do or what I want to do. We just check the calendar and see what's available.
Give me an example maybe of some of the things you've encountered over the last year or so.
Sure.
Related to the volunteer.
It's so diverse, which is why I love it. We do two times a month, we walk dogs at the Friendship APL in Elyria. A couple times a month, we deliver meals to senior citizens through the Lorain County Office on Aging. We do tutoring and mentoring and active play at the Boys and Girls Club in Elyria as part of our Yes Zone Community Collaborative. We pack food at Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio. So really we're spread out all throughout Lorain County doing a variety of projects. Once a month we do a family volunteer party, which is specifically geared for parents and children ages 4 and up to get them involved at a very early stage. We do things like crafting and you know, making greeting cards for the seniors when we deliver the meals. So it truly is just a diverse way, and no matter what your interests or focus area is that you'd want to get involved in, we have something for you.
Now, you are with United Way of Greater Lorain County. That's sort of your job. That's your occupation. That's what you do.
It is.
When you're doing these other things, are you in charge too? Or are you just one of the helping hands? Do you sort of just kind of fly under the radar a little bit and just sort of relax but still help out in a way?
Yeah, that's a great question. I try hard to fly under the radar. I really enjoy doing these projects and you know, I don't want people to think I'm there because I'm there for the United Way or because I'm checking up on the project. I'm just there with my wife, you know, having fun and trying to give back.
You don't want them to come ask you questions. You just want to do the work, you know.
Yeah, kind of I mean, I don't mind helping out, but I, you know, I just, it's nice to not be in charge of something and to just go pack food or walk dogs. And,
well, sometimes
and
when people have certain things that they do, when they take for their free time, they like to do other things. But I guess with the volunteer connection, you find other things that you may not normally encounter just doing your regular duties with United
Way. Exactly. And I, you know, I get to do some really cool things as part of my job. And but this just extends that and then takes the responsibility off of that. I just get to show up and I'm Ryan that day. And I'm with a group of like-minded people who really enjoy giving back to the community also. And I really take a lot out of that.
So you get a sort of a social aspect of this, talking with other people you never maybe would have encountered or meet just because of and you have a special interest outside of what you do on a day-to-day.
It's so true. And that's been, I think, an added bonus of doing these projects. I set out to do it because I thought they sounded fun, but then you start to meet people and you see the same people at different projects and you'll say, hey, we walked dogs together. It's good to see you at the food bank. Or, hey, we, you know, delivered meals together. It's nice to see you here. And you start really forming these relationships with people. And it's really inspiring to see those people who you may not otherwise know.
You sort of see that just sort of community network of people who are spending some of their free time volunteering, helping out to support all these agencies.
Exactly. And in the work that we do with United Way, you know, we're boosted up by the community. We don't exist without the community support, whether that's volunteering, whether that's financial donations. And to start putting faces and names with those, putting faces with those names that come in as donations or as signed up as volunteers, and then to really form relationships with them is pretty special.
Yeah. Form any bonds with any of the pets, the dogs or anything like that?
You know, it's really hard to not leave the APL with a dog every time we go. What I've really enjoyed in that project is you get some dogs who maybe came from a tough environment. And when you socialize with them a little bit and maybe you train them, you know, a very small amount on the amount of time that you have on a walk. When you see that they get adopted, you feel like you had a part of that. You know, you feel like you helped. And if you didn't take that time out to, you know, take them on the mile-long walk, maybe they wouldn't have been adopted that day. So that's right. How I've really felt good about that instead of taking them all home.
Sure. Spending time in a small little kennel, they get a different attitude than if they're out there with people socializing. So you've had a hand in kind of getting that animal acclimated back into, you know, someone's family too.
Exactly. And my wife and I both, and my mom volunteers at that project with us often. It it's hard because we're all, you know, pet lovers and animal lovers. And I'll give the dogs little pep talks when I leave. I say, okay, just be nice when they walk. Don't bark at the, you know, when the people walk by right. the kennel. You're going to get adopted today, I promise. And then when you see them, the APL, Greg Willie at the APL does a great job on social media, and I'll follow them and see, hey, you know, the dog I walked today got adopted. And so you feel like that pep talk worked.
Right. So that's kind of what it too is. That's one of the things about Giving Tuesday. It's sort of just the good feeling of being able to give. So again, people today, talk a little bit again what people can do and how this match is going on right now for the Lorain County Volunteer Connection.
Sure. So part of Giving Tuesday, like you said, we have a match. The first $2,500 raised today will go directly to support Lorain County Volunteer Connection. So connecting more people to projects and helping those agencies get more work done. There's a couple of ways that you can make your gift. You can actually text GiveLCVC. So GiveLCVC. To the number 41444. If you text that, you'll get a link responded back to your phone that you can click on and make your donation very easily. Or if you'd rather go onto the website, you can visit uwlorainecounty.org/volunteer, and that'll give you the opportunity to donate there. You can also call our office, 277-6530. Any donations that come in today specifically are going to Lorain County Volunteer Connection and will be doubled.
And, of course, as you mentioned before, you're doing an unselfie, hashtag unselfie, picture of you holding up a sign indicating how you volunteer, what you do to give back as a part of the Giving Tuesday. Ryan Aroney with Lorain County United Way, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.